Blog Talk Radio.
Please stand by a moment. Can everyone hear?
I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, please stand by for our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless all of you this morning.
God bless
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer. Thank God for what he's done on this week. It's been a blessing to the hearts of many people around the world. Just want to thank God for all of you coming from every church affiliation and church denomination, backgrounds and economic strata. And for what God has done, we give him praise and glory and adoration.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful day to give God praise.
Mm-hmm.
This is the praise line. Amen, where we give God glory and praise. Last night, gave him over 1,000 thank yous individually and worldwide with every nation. Oh, so many nations coming together, over 195 different nations. We gave him over 3 billion praises last night. And we want to thank God for the privilege to do so. My God, my God. Let's go to God in prayer. Get ready to give him glory and adoration and praise. We do honor you. Heavenly Father, what a privilege, God, to be able to come before you and for you to hold your scepter out to us, to give us permission to speak. Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. We adore you. And we give you all the praise, it belongs to you. Asking for forgiveness for everything that we've done that is not pleasing in your sight. We want to be pleasing in your sight, God. Thank you for rejoicing as never before. Thank you, Lord. You are our bright future. You are our hero. You're our role model, and everything we try to be is through you. Thank you for your hand touch on this line, for your blessings everywhere. Thank you for the people who are seeking you, and thank you for supplying their every need. You gave them jobs, God, and I'm asking you to give them new promotion and new blessings. I'm asking you to make a way out of no way for them. Find the enemy on their jobs where they would not be jealous of these people, and give them peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you for opening new doors and for giving new goals and new future and new opportunities. Thank you for so much. You're so wonderful. Oh my God. Thank you for new depths and new dimensions and new realms, and for taking us new places in the Holy Ghost. You're so ultra awesome. Give you the praise and give you the glory.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Dear Jesus.
And we praise you and thank you and give you all the glory, all the praise. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you for being our battle rider. Fight every battle for us. Thank you, Lord, for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for letting you be the head and not the tail.
Thank you.
We are trying. We are overcomers through you. We conquer things through you. We have the victory through you, Lord. And for this, we give you praise and glory. Now, bless us today on this prayer line. Bless every participant. God, thank you for what you've done, what you you're doing and for what you're going to do. Praise you and thank you for.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for the convention coming up, Lord. Your blessings are making rich and added no sorrow to it. And we thank you for it. Bind the devil and we curse an enemy, whatever he's trying to do to afflict anybody on this line. We curse it at the root. And God, give deliverance, give healing virtue. You've healed so many things on this line, and we will praise you for it. We give you glory again and thank you over and over again for everything that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Everything we ask in Jesus' name. Everything we're saying to you, receive it in Jesus' name. Bless us, Lord, today. We'll bless you back. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you. God bless all of you.
Bless you.
Alarm clock went off, and some of y'all just said, I'll get up in just a few minutes. You might be asleep again. But for those who are awake, God bless all of you. Good morning to you. You awake this
morning? Good morning.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning,
Keith.
Good morning.
And those who awake, let's speak to the Lord. Lord, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Father. Good morning, sweet. Good morning, Father. Good morning. Amen. Anybody got a praise for him? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Arm of my salvation. Arm of my salvation. Hallelujah. The beginning of all creation. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, glory. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Father.
We bless you. We praise you. We give you glory.
Praise your holy name.
Holy, 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 holy,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory, 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 glory.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Glory thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Wonderful
Jesus.
God. Wonderful God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Proven. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being the good shepherd. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank you. Great high priest. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Praise. Praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That we want to go into another area of praise this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for you. And we praise him with our mouths. And now I want to be able to give people who are listening all around the world, this is their only church for some of them. Amen. And let's try to give them some wonderful thought. Amen. I want to... I want you to go to Ephesians 6 and 11.
Thank you, Lord.
on the whole armor of God. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God. 6:11 and 6:12. 6:11 and 6:12. That's Ephesians. Amen. Some of y'all people have done you wrong, and you were so angry at them. But you got to remember, many times you're not wrestling with them. They're flesh and blood, but you're wrestling against principalities that are coming and using them. And you're wrestling against powers, against the rulers of the darkness. Sometimes they don't even know what they're doing and how they're cutting and wounding you. They're just being led and used by the enemy because you're wrestling against principalities. You're wrestling against spiritual wickedness. And it's in high places.
Hallelujah.
So I want y'all to unravel that for these people who are listening, some in Afghanistan, some in Russia, some in Africa, some in India. Amen. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen, if you're here, give us a station identification. I want them to know they're speaking to people in different nations everywhere who may not have... Well, they would need you to help, and it'd be a blessing to them. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Mr. Chief. We are here.
Good morning to you, and give our regard to Bishop Hagen. Amen. Give us a station identification, if you don't mind. Amen.
Yes, sir, will do. Thank you. We're broadcasting live here on NPA, nparadio.com. We can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio. We're live at the moment. And that number is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Afghanistan, all over the United States, Canada, the Virgin Isles, Pakistan, Russia, India, China, Europe, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be glory. I want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an outstanding, both an excellent job in getting this message around the world. God bless you, Chief. Keep on doing what you do. May God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
And God bless you, Dr. Julie Hagen. You are making a great difference, and we do thank God for you. All right. Ephesians 6:11-12. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want some of the saints who have done that, put on the whole armor of God, that you're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Help us and be a blessing. Give us your take on that. Amen. I'm opening the line to you. The line is open to you. Who can help us on that? Ephesians 6:11-12. The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. All right, give us your take on that.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to you, our Chief Ambassador. We address, amen, the protocol on this morning to you, Ambassador First Lady Betty. Amen to all of the saints of God, the ambassadors elects, and to all of the saints of God that is on the line this morning. I do thank God to have an opportunity to speak on his word this morning. And this wisdom seminar that our chief, the Lord has given our chief this morning to bless us everywhere, not just in the foreign lands, but those that have the ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto us as the body of believers. This is the Ephesians, and I believe it's Paul addressing to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. The scripture above it, it was saying, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So therefore, there has been some things that have taken place there. And daily, as we walk in the Spirit of the Lord and as we go out every day, amen, praise the Lord, we need to put on the whole armor of God, that whole, not part of it, but all of it. Amen. The whole armor of God. And further down in the scriptures, it tells you what the whole armor is. Amen. What your garments are. Just a little in the natural before you leave out each day, or when you get up every day, you're dressing yourself in the natural with natural clothes, and you would not go out naked, amen, because that's not custom to us to go out naked. Well, in the spirit realm, it is not custom for us to go out without being armed and ready for the battles that we face on a day-to-day basis. You don't have to start trouble, believe me or not. The enemy is always there. The scriptures say, put on the whole armor of God, not the whole armor of your flesh, not the whole armor of somebody else, amen, but that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I happen to be live with a man of God who is my husband that was a Vietnam War. Was in Vietnam War. I didn't meet him until after that, but often in his delivery as messages, he used the illustrations of what you have to have on when you're out in battle. And they teach you, amen, what your armor is. And you cannot be fully equipped unless you have that armor on, because if you don't have the armor on and you're out there among the enemy, you're subject to perish out there. So I learned a lot from that as he ministers to us throughout his ministry. And I know in the spirit realm, if you don't have on your armor when you get up in the morning, this is an everyday dressing for the saints of God. You need to have the whole armor of God. We were in our local Bible study on last night, and we were talking somewhat in this area, is because if you don't, amen, the enemy is always cunning and wise, and you never know when he's going to strike. Amen. He can strike in many ways. Amen. He'll even strike with a saint of God that you see every day. It all depends on if they got their armor on. He'll strike up in come and insult you on your job. I know many of you that work or have worked, there have always been a co-worker or a supervisor that got on your last nerve. It can even be a family member that can get on your last nerve. It could be even things that you didn't even know was going to come nigh your dwelling that can get on your last nerve. It all depends on where you are in God for that day, and that's why you have to have on the whole armor, because if you don't, the scriptures say that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. God don't dwell with flesh and the blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. I really wish that I could break every last one of them down, but I want to be able to give someone else a chance to say something. But we can see this right now in our nation every day. When you turn on the the TV, and I can say this because we all know that we have to vote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't it be so great that God could just place someone in position as a president and we wouldn't have to worry about that? But look at what is happening to our country now, that there are every day they're on there, they're against who's running the race and everything, but the wickedness in high places, people that are in places, in high places that don't belong, and they're ruling the world. We as the people of God have to be ready for the things that we got to deal with, because we're wrestling with those things and principalities against powers. Amen. And these powers are not of God. These powers is of the enemy. And when we got to go by the laws of the land, and there are people that are wicked in high places, oh my God, you know we got to have on the whole armor of God. And the man of God and Chief Ambassador did not give us the those scriptures that are below, but if you would continue to read Ephesians 6, you would see what the whole armor is, what you need to go out there with to be able to stand against the enemy. And one thing I can tell you, you got to have the word of God in you. If there is nothing in you, nothing is going to come out of you. If you don't know the things that the saints of God need every day, the power of God, the blood of Jesus, those are our weapons right there. The word of God, when the word is in you, the word will come out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the things that are in high places, you got to use the word on the enemy. I'm going to share this little quick testimony. Amen. And I'm going to give it back over to our chief. But I shared it with my Bible study on last night. And I was sharing how the enemy will come up on you when you least expect. I had something that I had to return at Walmart. It was something as simple as a candle, candles that you burn, and that I had scented candles, not satanic candles. Let me correct that, scented candles. But when I got the candle, the wick was way down, melted in the candle, the wax itself. So my husband said, take it back. I probably wouldn't have taken it back. It wasn't that much. But I went on, I rode it around with it about a week. So when I got in, I had it in the car. So when I went into Walmart the next time, I went into the customer service to let them know. So when I went in there and the young lady looked at it, she said, what's wrong with it? I said, the wax is down in there and the wick is way down. And she looked at me. I mean, she rolled her eyes at me. That devil rolled up at me right there in Walmart on a beautiful day. And she said, because you done burnt this and everything. I said, ma'am, I could not burn it. Immediately, I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't say a word. Don't say nothing else because it's going to stir up. You know, don't say a word. This is a child to you, and you're stronger than that and everything. And so she went on, and she gave me the money. She looked up at me. I never did put my head down, because you can't put your head down on the enemy. If you're not wrong, you stand tall. And she looked at me, and she said, oh, man, I am so sorry. Please forgive me for snapping at you. She say, it's not you, it's my supervisor. And she say, I'm so sorry. She say, I see you all the time, and you always give me a smile and a hello. But you know, in my mind, the enemy was rattling. I shared with my Bible study last night. Now the enemy was rattling my mind. My flesh was hot. And my mind was saying, girl, you don't know who I am. I'll snap you across that counter. But the Spirit of the Lord that was in me, I heard the Holy Ghost say, don't say a word. And I told her, baby, I do understand, because I have worked with customers and I deal with people every day. But you have a good day. You be encouraged. And I was able to witness to her and tell her to read your good scripture every morning before you get in here, and pray out in your car before you walk in. Amen. And so I say that to say this, to end it up, about having on the whole armor. If I didn't have my armor on, praise the Lord, when the devil take over, you don't know what's going to come out. And that wasn't worth losing my good name over getting upset about a little wicked candle that didn't even mean that much to me. And I thank and praise God for Chief Ambassador allowing me to say a few things on this. It's a lot more out of this scripture, but I want to yield it back to our chief, and I pray that I've said something to someone that will bless you on today about putting on the whole armor of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
So much meat, so rich. Thank you so much. That's Ambassador Patricia Stern from North Chicago. Amen. And I want to give an opportunity for someone else she stirred up that candle inside of you. If you want to say something, I'm opening the line to you. Anybody else?
Glory to God. This is Ambassador Stith, and hallelujah. I was stirred when I woke up this morning. But praise the Lord to keep from repeating something. The words that Ambassador Stern has said, I'm just going to share a few things, a few minutes. Glory to God. That armor protects you. It keeps you. Amen. So every time I get up in the morning, I make sure I have a helmet on my head.
Hallelujah.
And that is one of the armors because it covers the ears. Amen. So if my ears are covered, I'm not listening to any gossip. The only voice I want to hear is the voice and the Spirit of the Lord. Because when I'm getting ready for a attack of the enemy, on assignment of the enemy, or being placed where the Lord wants to use me, you can always believe the enemy is somewhere around. He's looking, roaring, and who he can devour. So when the Bible says, put on the whole armor, I don't leave my helmet in the closet. Amen. And I love having the shield of faith. Glory to God. That protects me. It's not on there like how I put on a suit when I go to work. It's not that type of clothing. Amen. My shield protects me. Let me tell you, saints, adversities in life come. That helmet on to protect you. When the enemy says, you got cancer, the Bible lets me know I'm going to pull out my sword and say what the word of God tells me.
Amen.
The word of
wow. Maybe we lost her. So rich. My God. Hope she gets back. Amen. Can y'all hear me? Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir, Chief.
Yes. All right, let's just.
Amen. She may be driving to work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if I lost you all somewhere.
Yes.
I'm just going to make it quick. When the enemy comes in and tell you that I'm going to kill you, you tell him you can't kill me because I'm already dead. Hallelujah. I'm walking by faith every day. You take the sword and you use it. Glory to God. Your loins are girded about with truth. You can't be a liar. Everything you do, you've got to stand up in it, in the word of God. When the enemy comes in, I don't care what, I do care. I am concerned because the Bible says we have a Father that's touched by the infirmities of our feeling. But even when my steps are ordered, when I get ready to go on assignment, my shoes are right. It doesn't matter if I have shoes with holes in them. But if I have a shoes, start with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory to God, wherever I go on my assignment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My steps are ordered. Amen. And in Old Testament teaching, it talks about the word is a light unto my feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Into my pathway. In the Old Testament, they traveled for such a distance to get to the house of God, saints. But the Bible lets me know when they traveled, they didn't complain. I do believe the saints. With their armor, amen. And so when they travel, the ankle bracelets, the ankle, the word is a light unto my path, there's a lamp unto my pathway. You all know the scripture that I'm trying to quote right now. But anyway, it talks about it was wrapped around the ankle. And the reason it was wrapped around the ankle because they had to walk into desert places where there were snakes, adders, and all types of things. And every time they walked, the ankle break. It was wrapped like an ankle bracelet, amen. But it was a light unto their pathway. And I tell you, if you walk every day with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, covenant with the armor. Amen. Oh, God bless you. Somebody cut me off. Oh, you all have a blessed day.
God bless you. That was Ambassador Stith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So rich, too. My God. Anybody else want to say something? If so, I'm opening line to you. Anybody else? I'll take one more.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas. And I just wanted to say about that, and I thank the Lord for everything that's been explained about the breastplate of righteousness and what we need to have on ready for war. Then it says, we do not wrestle for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's another thing. We don't fuss and fight and wrestle amongst our brethren, our sister in Christ, and really nobody else. If we walk in true believers, walking with the Lord, we don't do that. The devil might try to come in with one of his schemes over the prayer line, over the blog line, and try to have us feared and fight. No, we do not wrestle against blood. We do not wrestle against our children. We do not wrestle against mom, dad, whoever, pastors, whoever. We do not do that. We are supposed to be fighting the enemy, which is the devil, not each other. It says clearly, flesh and blood. If we see something, if we got on our whole armor, we gonna be able to extinguish the schemes and the arrows of the evil one. So we got that war stuff on. We will be able to see, and the spirit realm was coming toward us, and this and that and the other. But we don't wrestle against each other. We all are heaven bound. We all got one thing in mind, that's going to live with Jesus forever. But we just don't wrestle against each other. Our fight is not against one another. It's against the enemy that's raising up jealous spirits and all these old crazy old spirits out here. But if we got on that armor, y'all, thanks to God, we're supposed to be able to recognize this type of stuff. We wrestle against the devil. If we take everything we got against each other and turn it on the enemy, we could be some powerful people. May God bless you.
My. Oh, my God, that point was heavy, too. My God. God has been good to us this morning. Amen. Y'all are some heavy, heavy people in the spirit realm. We thank God for all of you who have had such mighty words to speak in behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. I want to turn here and go into another area of our service. Amen. I wonder who on here has the Lord been good to, and you recognize his goodness. I preached that sermon. We got to recognize a miracle and the things that God has done for you. My assignment is just to help people realize the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Some of you, he's done so much for you, you don't even realize how good he's been to you. He's not done just a few things for you since last night or since yesterday morning, but he's done thousands of things for you. And surely you can recognize out of thousands at least one, two, three things he's done for you, and make known his deeds among the people. Let me just get one person who's so grateful and has a testimony. Amen. Who is that? I hear those old senior saints singing that song, I Believe I Testify, While I Have a Chance, For I May Not Have a Chance Anymore. Amen. Who can give a testimony of the goodness of Jesus?
I will, Pastor. I will, right. Pastor. It's your brother Lonnie, Kansas City, Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Pastor Johnson. God Amen. Bless you. And Dr. Betty Johnson, I thank you all so much. I just want to add that I thank the Lord for waking me and bringing me to a new day. I just praise him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just wanted to add that the word that came this morning from Ambassador Hodge and I mean and everyone really touched. I'm sorry. The word touched home with me about the armor and having to fight against the principalities, and you know, as we take that journey with the Lord and we're walking and trying and living in His favor, the enemy does come against us, and we do have to fight against, you know, but the yoke and the burden of the Lord is easy, and He doesn't put more on us than we can bear. And I'm not just trying to use scriptures, but I want to speak from the heart. And I've turned to Ephesians, and I was looking over the word, and it is what I needed to comfort me as I go through what I'm going through. As you all may know, that I've been fighting against the higher powers of these courts and stuff like that, and they just keeping that, and I just ask that they just loosen me from their bond that they trying to have on me. I ask that the chains be broken, because they have me in a position where they're controlling and trying to manipulate. And it's really an uncomfortable and stressful feeling. So the word really touched home with me this morning about putting on that armor and having standing boldly. If you know that you haven't done anything, or if you're not guilty, you know, of something, then why should I hold my head down and feel like I have to accept something that I know I didn't do? But I had a disturbing dream that, you know, they are really trying to herd us in like cattle, you know, black men and us all, you know, just really just trying to herd us in and have us in their under their, you know, and it's been that way, you know, but we've been kind of, you know, blinded in a sense from it, but we have to really have that armor on a daily basis, and I just want to testify that I'm willing to do my part and to stand tall and let the Lord give it over to God and just be a testimony, you know, be a living testimony for what God is going to do for me. So y'all stay tuned for the next episode on how things is going to pan out. I went in to take a urinalysis test for drugs, and I have not used any drugs, and it came back positive. For whatever reason, I'm not sure if it was some kind of medication. You know, I take an ibuprofen every now and then, or Advil, because I work a lot of hours, and my body aches sometimes. So, you know, but I don't know why it came back and said I tested positive for marijuana. And I haven't smoked any marijuana. I haven't been around marijuana ever since I've rededicated my life. I've cut out a lot of those things that I used to do. But, you know, nevertheless, it came back positive. And I just, you know, I tossed and turned with this last night. And then I woke up this morning, got on the prayer line, and we was talking about putting on that, they was talking about putting on that armor and standing tall and being, you know, being a righteous servant for the Lord, if you know, and the things that we need to do as Christians. And it just really gave me that, you know, to seek that word and to deal with what I'm going through. Now, I'm, you know, faith without works is void. So I did a little research, and, you know, I got comfort from the Lord. I got confirmation from the word. And I'm able to have a little peace again, you know, because a peace of mind is precious. And the Lord gives me that every time I seek Him, every time I delight in His word and get that knowledge in me, it gives me that comfort that I need. And I just thank Him for that on this morning, that I have the opportunity for that that those scriptures and stuff to help me get through what I'm going through. And thank
Brother
you for your time. I appreciate it.
Y'all heard him. Man, I've been teaching on the line that we ought to have compassion. One of you think to God, all right, I'll do it, but I'm trying to do something and pull you all in because I want you to be able to feel his feeling. I had somebody tell me that they couldn't feel my pain. I want you to be able to feel this man's pain and pray for him. Who on this line felt that and you want the Lord to set free from that mess? All right. Why don't you pray for him? And who will pray for Brother Lonnie? That God might deliver him from the wiles of the devil, the principalities, the rulers of the darkness. Amen. And give him a free slate, a clean slate. All right. The line's
well, praise
you.
The Lord, Chief Ambassador. Go ahead.
No, Mother, go ahead.
No, I'll yield to you. I'm around. You're going to work.
Woman, praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. I'm just going to say a brief prayer. Mother can, woman of God can pick it up. I just want to pray just briefly, Brother Lonnie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The
hallelujah.
Moment that
thank you
said
thank
yes
you,
to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
The moment you said yes,
yes.
to God. Hallelujah. Stick
hallelujah.
To me within your spirit. Because when you said yes, the adversity and the affliction came to straighten your life out. I'm saying this in a prayer. Hallelujah. God is preparing and straightening your life out. You can't run during the time of afflictions and the time he's trying to pull everything out of your closet. Glory to God. God, in the name of Jesus, touch him. Touch him. Put him on the whole armor of God so he can withstand in this day. It's not the enemy. And yes, it is the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. But glory to God. God is carving in you some areas that have never been carved and broken out and pulled out in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fight a new script for you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stop running, and stop crawling. Get up and go through it. Hallelujah, with your hands up. God, we thank you that his helmet is on right now in the name of Jesus, that his breath be informed, all of the afflictions and the things that is going on in his the personal attacks, but glory to God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. God has a way in the name of Jesus of erasing your past, and he's trying to prepare you through what you have gone through. You look back not to go back, brother, but you look back to go forward. Keep the mark of the prize. In Christ Jesus. Oh, you can't cry about it. You got to praise about it. In the name of Jesus.
Right.
And plead the blood of Jesus over your home. Plead the blood over your associations. Mm-hmm. Separate yourself from people, places, and things in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now,
thank
God,
you.
That you're stirring in him a gift. Stirring a gift in him in the name of Jesus. Raise him up to be a man of valor. In the name of Jesus. And having done all to stand, my brother, stand there for glory to God. And we seal this prayer under the blood of Jesus. And man of God, I want you to know this. I've worked in the judicial system, still working the system. I worked as a parole officer. I worked inside the prison. I counsel. I've left out. I'm back. And I run this place. Glory to God. With the glory of God. Amen. Brother, don't you walk with a jailhouse religion. Stand in God. Amen. This is supposed to happen. Allow it to happen. We can't point at the system. We can't point at our white brothers and white sisters or our black brothers or our white sisters. It is us that put us in the position. God is trying to bring you out of the position and allow him to do it. And the decay that's in your life, he's pulling it out. It's going to be painful. Oh, but the Bible lets me know that all things work together for my good. This is working for you, brother. Stop running and run and stick with your pastor. Let him mentor you through this thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let him mentor you through this thing. Stand up. Oh, let me get off the line. Glory to God. Yes, I have to work. Amen. Brother, do what God called you to do. Get yourself a good job if you're not working. Stand your ground. Oh, glory to God. God bless your man of God. Don't whine, don't complain, don't murmur. Just do the will of the Father.
Amen.
Ambassador Stern is in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to reiterate, I was just going to feed him as well. Praise the Lord.